Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to hour number two. Joe Z here until 8 o'clock. We will start this hour talking University of Miami basketball. We will be on the road tomorrow, headed for State College, the ACC Big Ten Challenge on Wednesday night at 9:15 from the Bryce Jordan Center on the campus of Penn State University for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. A huge weekend for a huge week for University of Miami basketball. The ACC Big Ten Challenge on Wednesday, and then conference play opens on Saturday as Clemson will be here at 12 o'clock. So big week coming up. Join us right now, University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga. Canes coming back from Orlando, ran into two buzzsaws in Dayton and last night Alabama. Coach, good evening. How are you?
Hi, Josie. I'm good. I'm back watching the ACC Big Ten Challenge starts tonight. On TV right now is Iowa versus Virginia in Charlottesville.
Well, it's always an exciting event. I guess we could start there before we look back, because you take great pride in this event. Last year, you had a terrific win against Purdue at home.
Yeah, Purdue went on to have a fantastic season. And they're right now number two in the country, with most of those players having returned.
Well, it's funny because they got knocked out of the tournament by the team you beat the other day, North Texas.
Yeah, that was something, huh? North Texas knocked off Purdue in the NCAAs, and we were able to knock off North Texas on Friday evening.
So I guess we can go through these one at a time. You opened up with Dayton. Dayton was not shooting the ball very well. They shot extremely well against you, but they also shot the ball. They stayed hot the entire tournament, hot enough that they won it all. They knocked out Kansas, and then yesterday in an exciting game beat Belmont. But Dayton played very well in that game. Your team played pretty well in spurts.
Well, when we played Dayton, they had gotten themselves off to a very slow start. And they ended up moving two players into the starting lineup that made all the difference. Their point guard, Malachi Smith, a freshman out of New York, he did an absolutely great job of quarterbacking the team. Before that, they really had like a two guard playing the point, and that wasn't working so well for them. They also moved into the starting lineup their left-handed wing shooter, whose name escapes me right at the moment. But boy, did he get hot in the tournament. He played great, made several threes against us, and stayed hot throughout the tournament, played very, very well in their semifinal game against Kansas, and then he played really well in the championship game, and Dayton was able to hold on and win by 2 points in a very exciting ending. Did you see the end of that game,
yeah,
Joe?
Yeah, that's right. Those Dayton fans were going crazy. Yeah, I was right there.
Well, Dayton was Belmont was at the foul line and missed a free throw that would have put them within one, but there was only 4 seconds left. It missed, and they got the rebound, and they threw it out trying to get a three, which it didn't work. It ended up being a turnover.
Well, I think the guy you were thinking of was Blakeney, wasn't it?
Blakeney,
right? Yeah. Because he played well last night.
Yeah. No, he's a very good shooter. Going to be a very good player for them. And one of the things it wasn't Blake Nee. It was Elijah Weaver. That's who it was.
Okay, yeah.
So they have two freshmen, Malachi Smith and Darren Holmes, who both played great. And then Elijah Weaver
got hot in
the tournament.
Yeah, he got hot
He's
in the second
left-hander.
Half. Yes, yes.
When they beat Kansas, the player who made the shot, his name is Amzil, it was his only shot of the game. He hadn't taken a shot, and he made a runner in the lane. So, you know, Dayton got hot at the right time, played very well, but Elijah Weaver, Daron Holmes, and Malachi Smith played great against us.
Yeah, Amzil had a good game against the University of Miami, and Weaver, you're right, he parked himself in the corner a couple of times. He's from Cocoa Beach, and Malachi Smith was, they said, the third best player in New York City, and in the three games in Orlando, that kid had more energy than I don't know what he was drinking or for breakfast, but he was covering a lot of the court in all three games.
Yeah, he was the difference in their first three, four games at home. He was just a sub and didn't play that much, but when they moved him into the start lineup and made him the starting quarterback. Kind of like our football team with Tyler, you know? Yeah. They moved him into the start lineup, and he played great, didn't he?
He sure did. Rookie of the Week again. I think it's the fifth time he's been the Rookie of the Week. Well, a quarterback is like the point guard in basketball. You get a great one, it certainly makes a difference. Probably makes a coach's life a little bit easier.
Well, I think, you know, everything is about having the skills for your position. Every guy may have a different role on the team, but it doesn't matter what your role is as long as you can execute it. You know, a point guard is a quarterback. He's got to run the show. He has to get the ball to the other guys. He can also be a scorer or a shooter, but the first job is to get everybody else involved. And then the next thing is, if you're a shooting guard or a shooting wingman, you got to be able to make shots. You got to be able to make threes. You got to be able to make layups, free throws. And then if you're a big guy, you got to be able to defend the paint. You got to be able to rebound the ball. If you can block shots and scoring around the rim, that's better. And if you have all of those skills and can still go out and shoot a three, that's better still. So, With our team, Joe, one of the things is we need to get our front court guys and our guys coming in off the bench, we got to get them going. We're just not getting enough points, enough rebounds, enough assists from either our 4 or 5 men or the guys who are coming in off the bench. We've had a couple of games where a guy like Wilga Papa had 12 points. Well, we need that. He comes in off the bench. He rests Isaiah Wong. But if he gets two, that's 10 points we're missing. All right? Anthony Walker, the same way. He subs for Jordan Miller or Sam Wardenburg. If he gets 2 or 3 points, well, we need that additional 6 or 8 or 10 points that they can provide us when they're playing well. But our front court and our bench has just not played the way we hope they'll play in future games.
And because of that, Coach, can you explain what you are seeing from teams in terms of now how they're playing Cam and Isaiah Wong?
Yeah, they don't feel any pressure to guard our 4 and 5 men, so they're really helping on Cam and Charlie and Isaiah. And those guys are still scoring, but just it's not enough points. Cam had a terrific tournament at 21 points and double-digit rebounds yesterday. Isaiah Wong had 14. Charlie had 12. Three guys in double figures. But the rest of the team, you know, each guy getting 2 points really doesn't do it. We've got to have more guys contributing. And the way to actually do that, Joe, is pretty simple. You got to run the court and get a layup. You got to drive to the basket and get fouled and make some free throws. you got to post up in the paint and maybe hit a little jump hook or turnaround jump shot. But we just need more guys to play well. We play well for a while. We were up 9 on Alabama last night. Up 9 playing well, but guys, a couple of guys got in foul trouble. When we went to the bench, they erased that 9-point lead and took a 3-point lead of their own within 5 minutes. And then we never recovered from that. We just played an awful second half.
Yeah, I thought for 17 minutes, you played really good, really hard, very spirited. There was a possession there where I'm not sure what happened, but I feel like you lost the possession on the shot clock or something with the scorekeeper. And then I thought the three that they hit at the end of the half was kind of a backbreaker.
Yeah, it really was. What ended up happening is Alabama had the ball. They were running offense. They lost the ball with 19 seconds left on the shot clock. And the clock never reset. We got the ball with 19 seconds left, and Charlie Moore had the ball in his hands with like 1 second, and we're yelling, shoot, shoot. And I told the ref, hey, look at they never reset their shot clock. And he said, there's nothing we can do about it.
And then Alabama, I'm not sure that I've ever seen anybody get that hot from the three-point line, but everything they put up went in.
Well, Alabama's that kind of team. I'm disappointed we were not able to defend them better, but they are the kind of team that when they get it going, they're very fast, they're very athletic, and they really shoot the three. Excuse me. And, you know, last night they got it going and ended up making 16 out of 33 pointers,
yeah,
53% from three. And that's been a real sore spot for me and my coaching staff. That's an area we've devoted a lot of time to, and we're just not putting I feel like our players, when we focus and play like we did in the second half against North Texas, we put a lot of pressure on them. They really struggled to score. We held them to, I think it was 22 points in the second half. And we did that in the second half against Florida A&M, and we did it in the first half against Florida Atlantic. But we don't sustain the effort in both halves. And we just got to get better at that, Joe. Yeah. It's a whole key to this season.
Today was an off day because of travel last night. Short prep now for Penn State. We'll leave tomorrow midday. Penn State, first-year coach, an assistant coach that you know very well. What are your thoughts about Penn State?
Well, Penn State is off to a good start. They're playing very well. They're an older veteran team, older than us, which we have a lot of sixth-year guys. But, you know, because we're also playing two freshmen and a couple of sophomores, we're not as veteran a team as they are. They've got a huge big man inside, and that's my main concern right now. Their big guy, Harrah, is 6'10", 6'11", 245, 250 pounds. He's broad-shouldered, powerful in around the basket. And we're not very big. And when Harrah gets the ball, John Harrah gets the ball, his 6'10", 240 pounds, he throws that around.
Right.
And he's a handful for us. He shoots the ball well. Just listen in his games so far this year, Joe. He shot 54%, then 55, 62, 55, 70, 58. So he's shooting 58% overall, and he's just making a lot of interior shots. either jump hooks, power layups, or offensive rebounds. And our five men right now, we're playing Sam Wardenburg. And Sam only weighs about 215, 218, and he's given up 20, 25 pounds to this guy. So the last time we saw this, we went to Rodney Miller. Mm-hmm. Rodney's got a lot more bulk than Sam. I don't know if we'll do that again, but that's always going to be a consideration.
Coach, do you need Sam to shoot the ball more?
We need our four and five men and our guard subs to shoot more and better.
Yeah.
Sam should be taking about seven shots a game, and he's shooting four.
Right.
And like the other day, he only shot one in the first half.
Yeah.
And Sam's a very unselfish player, but I told the players after the game, and I told the coaches that we've got to have better balance to our offense. We can't rely on just three players to win the game for us. Sam's got to step up. Anthony Walker's got to step up. You know, we've got some veteran guys who should be able to contribute a lot more.
I also feel like perhaps this is one of the trends we might see with the transfers. You have Charlie Moore and Jordan Miller who are playing hard, but it feels like they're trying to find their way with new teammates, that's kind of a work in progress.
Yeah, I agree with you there, especially in Jordan Miller's case. He's 1-for-12 from three, and he's a career 37% three-point shooter.
Right.
He just needs to get comfortable and confident on the court with his teammates and play with a little bit more, of an aggressive approach. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to make some adjustments in our offense to give him and Sam better opportunities. And I'm just going to tell those guys, you guys need to score double figures, and you got to figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
You can't end the game taking like one or two shots and just be passing the ball around.
Yeah, because I know you like guys that shoot. It's not always going to go in, but shoot it.
Well, my whole theory, Joe, is you should have five guys averaging double figures and have great balance in your offense. And our goal is to average 75 points a game and get 15 points from each position on the floor, meaning get 15 points from your point guard and the guy who backs him up. You have two players. And then your two guard. In Isaiah's case, he is getting 15 or more. And Cam Auguste's getting 17. So we're getting the 15 from basically those three positions, but we're not getting nearly that at the four and five. And we have to do that. We've got to figure out a way to put Sam and Jordan, Rodney Miller, Anthony Walker in position to get double-figure points from now on.
And I should mention before we go, not only is it the ACC Big Ten Challenge, but on Saturday, you start conference play against Clemson.
Yeah, that's a whole nother story. Once you get into league play, the coaches and the teams are very familiar with each other. Clemson is a very, very good basketball team, extremely well coached, very aggressive. We've had hellacious matchups with them, including the last time we played them in the ACC tournament.
Right.
And we beat them in the quarterfinals or first round. We beat Pitt, then we beat
Clemson,
to get to the next round. I don't even know what that's called if it's not the quarterfinals. But we beat Clemson in a close game, and we played very well to do it. But the guy who was dominant that game is no longer with us, Nasir Brooks.
Right. Yeah, he joined the transfer portal, but he's one of feels like 15,000 that have jumped in. At any rate, I know you'll get your team straightened out. They played in spurts, played well in spurts, and I always say Coach L goes to the Idea Factory. So I know you've been going to the Idea Factory here to have a plan for Wednesday's game against Penn State. Looking forward to that one. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Joe. Thanks very much. Always enjoy talking with you.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga. Canes and Penn State Wednesday at 9:15, Saturday against Clemson at home at the Watsco Center. ACC basketball returns. And so you can join us at the Watsco Center on Saturday afternoon. Perhaps you might join us with a new GMC from Williamson, Buick GMC. You can choose from the GMC Yukon, which has been coined as the boldest, most impressive Yukon ever, or the GMC Sierra, which has made top-level engineering and capability the new rule. Then there's the 2022 GMC Canyon with its powerful and innovative features that are engineered and built for all of your adventures to come. Don't miss out any longer. Stop by, say hello to Ed Williamson, his lovely wife Carol. Wish them happy holidays. Visit their state-of-the-art facility, easy to find at US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto Expressway. You will not find better customer service anywhere, anytime than at Williamson. You can go online at williamsonautomotivegroup.com. Williamson Buick GMC, your premier luxury dealership. Williamson is Miami.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.